أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا أنفقوا من طيبات ما كسبتم ومما أخرجنا لكم من الأرض ولا تيمموا الخبيث منه تنفقون ولستم بآخذيه إلا أن تغمدوا فيه واعلموا أن الله غني حميد. الشيطان يعدكم الفقر ويأمركم بالفحشاء والله يعدكم مغفرة منه وفضلا والله واسع عليم. يؤتي الحكمة من يشاء ومن يؤت الحكمة فقد أوتي خيرا كثيرا وما يذكر إلا أولو الألباب. وما أنفقتم من نفقة أو نذرتم من نذر فإن الله يعلمه وما للظالمين من أنصار. O you who believe, spend from the good things that you have earned and from the produce that we have provided you from the earth. And do not aim at giving things that are deficient and rejected when you yourself will not receive it but with closed eyes. And know that Allah Ta'ala is free of all wants and worthy of all praise. Whatever good you are doing, whatever charitable works, whatever works of kindness we are doing, it is only for our own good that we are doing. So when we are doing it for our own good, then we don't give things that are rejected, deficient and discarded. For Allah Ta'ala is free of all wants and worthy of all praise. He is not in need that you give him something that is rejected, discarded and used. So as a rule, when giving out charity, then you give out things that are good, that are attractive in your sight. You have an attachment, you have a liking for it. Not things that are used, discarded, rejected, deficient. So there can be two situations. One is a person always gives good, but he's got a used car, for example, or used clothing, and he gives that away. So this is not a problem. But the problem arises where he intends only giving that which is used, rejected, and deficient in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a person that is creating problems for himself. What he will not like for himself, وَلَسْتُمْ بِآخِذِهِ, and he is giving it away in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah ta'ala is not in need. الشَّيْطَانُ يَعِيدُكُمُ الْفَقْرِ. And remember, the obstacle in the path, the impediment in the path, is shaitan. He infuses wrong thoughts in your mind, thoughts of poverty and thoughts of shamelessness. So these thoughts that come, that if I'm going to give, what's going to happen to me, and how I'm going to continue, and he must work for himself, why can't he work for himself? So these type of thoughts really are shaitanic. Shaitan has injected that into the mind, and it is his work to threaten you and to frighten you with poverty, and he commands and encourages you in indecent works. And Allah Ta'ala promises you his forgiveness and his grace. And Allah Ta'ala is most bountiful and all-knowing. He grants wisdom to whomsoever he pleases. And whoever has been blessed with wisdom, then he has been blessed with abundant good. And it is only the people of understanding who take heed. What is wisdom? The ulama have given different interpretations of wisdom. But a comprehensive definition would be to have the right understanding, to do the right thing at the right time, in the right way. So to have the right understanding, the right knowledge, understanding, to do the right thing, but not indiscriminately, but at the right time. and with the right approach and right manner. So this is a comprehensive definition of hikmat and wisdom, that you've been blessed to do this, to do a charitable work, a work of kindness, a work of deen. So the right understanding at the right time, that you're doing that work, but at the right time as well. Giving out a blanket to a poor person after winter has ended, obviously the time is not right. And then doing it in the right manner as well, that we do it with sincerity, without any show and publicity, without despising and hurting the person in any way. وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُم مِّن نَفَقَةٍ أَوْ نَذَرْتُم مِّن نَذْرٍ. And whatever you spend, whatever vows and pledges you make, then remember Allah Ta'ala knows it all, and the sinners, the wrongdoers, have none to help them. If you disclose your acts of charity, then this is a great thing, this is a wonderful thing. But if you conceal it and give it to the needy, then this is even better for you, and He will wipe out from you the stain of wrong and sin. And Allah Ta'ala is fully aware of all that you do. Remember, in your acts of charity, you aren't required to set people on guidance, but Allah Ta'ala sets upon guidance whomsoever He pleases. And whatever good you would spend, then it is for your own selves. It is for your own benefit. And you only spend to seek the good pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. And whatever you spend in His path, then will be returned to you, will be paid back to you, and you will not be dealt with unjustly. So don't worry about this person here, why must I give it to him? And if I give it to him, is he going to accept hidayat? Is he going to start performing namaz or not? Don't let your mind run in these type of directions. Rather, hidayat is not in your hand. Just get it straight. Hidayat is in the hand of Allah Ta'ala. And you are giving mainly or altogether for the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, not for any other reason. Then why must you subject your giving and your generosity to all these type of stray thoughts? لِلْفُقَرَاءِ الَّذِينَ أُحْسِرُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Then these charities are supposed to be given mainly to those people that are restricted in the cause of Allah Ta'ala. They aren't able to move around freely upon the earth for job, for occupation, trade and business, because they have restricted themselves in the cause of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So charities are permissible to be given to others, but mainly to those people who have restricted themselves in the cause of Allah Ta'ala, like those that are learning deen, imparting deen, that restricted themselves. They haven't allowed themselves that free movement for trade, for work and for occupation. يَحْسَبُهُمُ الْجَاهِلُ أَغْنِيَاءَ مِنَ التَّعَفُّفِ. The person that is unaware, he will consider them to be wealthy on account of their modesty, on account of them not asking. Their modesty and their self-restraint and honor prevents them from asking. So the person that is unaware, he considers them and he counts them to be wealthy. But you will recognize them from their marks, and you will recognize them by their signs. They don't ask people clinging onto them. They don't go and persist and beg upon people. And whatever good you do, remember Allah Ta'ala is fully aware of all that you do. Those who spend their wealth by night and by day, secretly and openly, for them is their reward by their Rabb, and on them is no fear, nor will they grieve.